This audio guide will walk you through the generic steps of downloading materials from Bard using a computer. Certain steps may differ depending on the web browser you are using. These instances will be noted throughout the guide. Feel free to pause this guide at any point if you need time to complete a step before moving on. At the end of this guide, there will be some tips and tricks to help you get the most out of Bard. First, log into your Bard account using your email address as the username and the password you created. If you do not have a Bard account, please visit our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org and click on the link for downloadable books. Once you are logged in, Bard allows you to find things you want to download a couple of different ways. The ones we will focus on are the links to lists of most popular and recently added books and the Search the Collection box. Clicking the links for recently added or most popular titles will bring up lists of titles you can download. These lists are the same for all Bard users. If you have something specific in mind, you'll want to use the Search the Collection box. You may type any search term you want into this box, and when you click Go, Bard will try to find the term in a variety of different places, including the author's name, the book's title, the annotation, the subject codes used to catalog the book, the book's NLS number, and even the narrator. Be sure to use specific search terms to help ensure it is easier to find the book you are interested in, and remember that all search terms must be spelled correctly. When searching for titles by an author specifically, it is best to enter the author's last name, comma, and then their first name. Doing so will help you hone in on the author you want while weeding out authors with the same first or last name. For example, Patterson, James will return results for just James Patterson. Using the Browse by Author's Last Name option is a very laborious process, so we recommend not using that option. When you do a search, Bard will display a list of all the matches it finds. Depending on how unique or common your search term is, you may only find a handful of results or several hundred. Scroll down until you find the title you want to download. Below each title's description is a link that begins with Download and then the title. Click on this link to initiate a download. A pop-up window will ask if you want to open or save the title. Select the Save option. Depending on your web browser's settings, the title may start downloading to a predetermined folder, or another pop-up window might ask you where you want to download the title to. You will need to be familiar with what settings you have on your computer in order to know where the title ends up when the download is complete. The title will begin to download. Progress is tracked differently for each web browser, so here again, you'll need to be familiar with your web browser. While the title is downloading, plug your flash drive or blank cartridge into your computer. When your web browser reports that the download is complete, open a File Explorer window and go to where the title was downloaded. Bard materials are downloaded as compressed, zipped folders and are named Author Title Book Number .zip. The icon above or beside the title will most likely look like a folder with a zipper on it. At the top of the File Explorer window, there should be a tab for Compressed Folder Tools highlighted in pink. Under that tab, click the word Extract, then click the Extract All option. An Extraction Wizard window will appear with the title Select a Destination. We recommend leaving the default option as it appears, so a new folder will be automatically created that holds all the extracted files. Uncheck the View Files When Finished box and click the Extract button. A progress window will open showing that the files are being extracted. When the extraction process is complete, a regular unzipped folder with the same name as the zipped folder will appear. Drag and drop or copy and paste the unzipped folder onto your flash drive or blank cartridge. When the copy process is complete, safely remove your flash drive or blank cartridge from your computer and plug it into the player. Be sure the player is turned off before inserting a flash drive. Once the player is turned on, it should beep a time or two, then announce how many titles it recognizes. It will organize titles in alphabetical order by author name. And that's it. Just repeat this process as often as you want a new title. Here are some tips and tricks to get the most out of Bard. First, flash drives plug into the USB port on the player's right side, not into the front slot. You cannot have both a flash drive and a cartridge in the player at the same time. You can put multiple titles on your flash drive or cartridge, depending on the amount of available space. Each title has to be in its own individual folder. You can organize folders however you want on your flash drive. Just be sure to keep all the files for a title in a single folder. You can rename folders to better suit your personal preferences, and you can delete the zipped folder once you are done with the extraction process. You can also delete old books off your flash drive or cartridge to make room for new ones. We recommend keeping all files for a book in a single folder so you can delete one book without having to worry about affecting others. And lastly, this process may be different for users with purchase players or electronic braille users. Unfortunately, we can only provide instructions for titles being played on the National Library Service Digital Talking Book Player. Users with purchase players or electronic braille devices are encouraged to seek technical support from the device manufacturer in the event of an error.